From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry. A Boone County judge has appointed nearly 40 private attorneys to represent criminal defendants. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Boone County Presiding Judge Kevin Crane made the appointments after announcing last week that the Public Defender's Office needs the help. Public defenders have more representation requests than they can fulfill because of stricter limitations on their caseloads. Caseloads were limited after an arm of the Missouri Supreme Court that reviews allegations of attorney misconduct recommended suspending an overworked public defender's license. One attorney says others now fear their licenses are threatened if they don't lighten their caseloads. A private attorney that Crane recruited says he doesn't mind helping, but says when private attorneys start receiving appointments, it should be a signal to the legislature to step in and increase funding to the public defender's office. At a public meeting yesterday, Columbia residents were divided over possible tax breaks for a downtown Columbia hotel that's hoping to expand. The Columbia Missourian reports that Broadway Columbia hotel owner David Parmley is planning to add a second tower to the downtown hotel. Parmley is asking the city for $2.1 million in tax breaks to defray some of the costs of expansion. Parmley says the expansion would triple the amount of meeting space in the hotel, bring more visitors downtown, and boost downtown retail sales. Some of the residents attending the meeting agreed, while others thought the move fiscally irresponsible, saying cutting taxes or investing the money would be a better use of the funds. The public hearing will continue at 6 p.m. October 30th in City Council chambers at the Daniel Boone City Building. St. Louis police say that the 143 people arrested after a protest on a busy highway near downtown are accused of trespassing. The protest happened Tuesday night on Interstate 64. Late yesterday, police released the names of those arrested, saying all of them will face the same municipal charge. The protest was the latest of several since a judge found former police officer Jason Stockley not guilty of first-degree murder for shooting and killing African-American Anthony Lamar Smith in 2011. The University of Missouri School of Law will partner with the MU Family Impact Center to provide free estate planning this fall. KBIA's Catherine Wheeler has more.
The Mizzou Law Pro Bono Estate Planning Program will now accept applicants for free estate planning services. The clients can be from Boone County or the surrounding areas. Current law students with the supervision of law professor Cynthia Barkett will prepare wills with an emphasis on people who would like to appoint guardianship for their children if they are minors. Jennifer Clark is the director of public interest programs at the MU School of Law. Clark says she thinks estate planning like this may be something a lot of people put off until it's too late.
If they die without a will, then there are some statutes that will be put into place. But having a will allows people to make some of those choices themselves that might be different from what the default statute would allow for.
Clark says this is also an opportunity for law students to get practical experience and to give back to their community. The program has limited space. Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News.
University of Missouri Chancellor Alexander Cartwright has formed three groups to address the chief frustrations raised by faculty, staff, and students in a fall 2016 campus climate survey. The Columbia Missourian reports that the groups, one for faculty, one for staff, and another for students, will begin meeting this month. Each will identify actions to be taken in the next year to address concerns like low salaries and lack of institutional support. For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry.